And you are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. It is Friday. It is 1 o'clock. It is time for Scald's Hall. I am your host, Brian McDonald, and we are joined this afternoon by a very special guest. Hello.
Hello.
And how are you today?
I'm very good.
Why don't you introduce us to you?
I'm a UBC student. My name is Nayeon, and I'm planning on opening a radio drama program at CITR.
Yes. And what inspired you to do that?
I have taken 3 playwriting courses, and 2 of them were about radio plays. And my professor and TA introduced me to the world of radio, and I was fascinated.
I see. And one of your professors, I believe, was Brian Wade?
Yes.
Yes, and he was one of the first people that we actually interviewed here on Scald's Hall. And
yeah, that's right.
We just missed having his 2013 plays aired on our show at Scald's Hall. But they did get aired. They got aired in the show that preceded Definition Soundwave. We used to have a student hour at that time slot. And so it's really great. And we're looking forward to hearing more of your work. And coming up for us today, we have a couple of radio dramas. Actually, we have a drama by one of the former interviewees here. We have episode 6 of Rainbow Demons by Klim Levine, who we interviewed a little while ago, actually. We've had him on the show a couple of times, but he's recently released episode 6 of Rainbow Demons. We're going to be taking a listen to that, and then we're going to also be taking a listen to John Alzadek and Dana Perry Hayes episode 3 of their new suspense series, which they've graciously allowed us to play syndicated at no additional charge. Yay! And they were on our show as well. So, without further ado, that's what we are about to do here on Scald's Hall at CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 1 p.m. for the best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
Damn it, Ma! What you've done. You should have been firmer. Asserted yourself, stopped the water spirit. Now you've got bodies to fish out. Oh, shit. No. I must leave him. After all, what could I do? I mean, Crother knew the risks, damn it. He should have been faster. I should have been faster. Then again, I still need the key. Oh! Blast! What the? Crother! Crother, you're right! But I thought you were...
Dead?
Drowned? You're soaking. How did you...
In short. Elaborate stone puzzle... Water, epiphany, lots more water, hidden hatch, narrow escape, and now a newfound phobia for the deadly combination of tight spaces and water.
Oh.
To your credit, it was a good thing I bottled that fairy as you told me to. It saved my life.
And did you find the...
This?
The master key. Wait, no. What in the world is that?
This is what I risked my life for.
It's... Just a scroll with engraved lines and dashes. How is this supposed to get us anywhere?
Maybe it's a ticket. We hand it to the doorman or something.
Or some kind of spell, maybe? Let us hope so, or all this has been a bloody waste. My hat goes off to you, though. Job well done. Right, sorry about the water. You know, I tried to stop the water spirit. I really did. She is just so...
You have a speed drying potion?
No, afraid not. But I shall, I'll go and start a fire, okay? It's good to have you back, old chum. Mm.
Rainbow Demons, written and produced by Clem Levine.
Episode 6, The Guardian of Don Lai.
Inside. Oh, there's a key hanging on the wall. That must be it. Looks like I finally found something. Yay, keys! Uh-oh.
My door, my head.
It's occupied.
Let's go. Quick. Spool. Get her.
Oh, dear me. I really got to be somewhere else. Fast.
Oh, my nose. He's got a ruddy slingshot.
Ah, quit your complaint. Ow. Ugh, that hurt. Get back here. We're not done with ya. Spool, keep up. Get her.
So here we are. What?
The final door.
And my, would you look at all these pixie fire shrubs. And ripe, too. It would be a shame to let it all go to waste.
Don't start getting ideas.
What? If you're worried about me blowing the door down, relax. I'm just lining the old pockets, just in case.
I suggest we exercise extra caution.
Wait. Was that aimed at me?
Just a word of advice for both of us.
Right. So do you figure there's one more baddie behind these doors? I think we did rather well. The demon kind of underestimated us. Won't he be surprised when we make it through?
I believe he mentioned there were 6 dungeons in total.
You don't think he just meant that there was, 6 sections to this temple?
Let's find out now. You're not nervous, are you?
Me? Krotha, come on, the very idea. No, of course not.
What are you waiting for? The scroll.
Okay, but what do I do with it? Do you want me to, I don't know, slip it under the door? There isn't even a crack or a lock, or it's just pure polished stone.
Hmm.
You are our puzzle expert now, remember?
Let me think. Take out the music box.
What? Why?
Just do it.
All right, here.
Look.
What good is that?
The music box uses a similar scroll to play. How about we combine them and see what happens?
Okay. Inserting scroll, winding up, and play us out, music box. Pretty tune and all, but... I don't think it's doing anything.
Shh. Showtime.
Do I really look nervous?
What's happening?
What, the devil? Is that Keys?
Wait for me!
Oh no. What have you done, Keys?
Just lock the bloody door, will you?
Don't tell me you let them out!
Shut it! Just shut it!
Open up! You can't run forever, you rats! Open up!
Hi.
Hi. What's going on in here?
You're just in time to find out.
And you just might find that you've jumped out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Psst.
Who's that sitting on the throne?
Just like the carvings.
It's the Guardian. I thought that was all a legend.
I hate to agree with you, but I hate to agree with you. But do you think it will come alive?
Is there even anyone here?
They probably got tired of waiting and left.
Well, what are we here for?
A stone relic. About yay big.
Krotha!
Yes?
You... whatever. You know what? Never mind.
I think there's something here after all. Can you feel that presence?
I feel it too.
Nope. I get nothing. The vines are coming in rather strong, though. Oh, please don't let it be an enormous vine beast, please.
Great spirits.
At last, indeed.
Took a few wrong turns, but we're here. Hold on, I take you were expecting us?
I have sensed you for some time now, travelers. You have come a long way to stand before me.
It was a bit long, yeah, now that you mention it.
By the way, your employees are all tired and dusty. The overall morale seems to be a little low.
That is of no importance. Each served their purpose, as we all must.
Just thought I'd mention it. Anyway, we came for something in particular.
I know that of which you speak, for there are many who wish to possess the treasure. That which you seek is only for the worthy.
That's a bit of a snag.
Zip it, Keys.
But we don't need all the treasure. That you can keep. We only need a stone, said to have little value. It's for a friend.
Your worth will be proven.
Well, I'd say we're pretty worthy, right, Krotha?
You shall prove it to me. Defeat me, and the stone is yours.
Whoa. Hold on there. Defeat you? As in, fight you? Keys?
Oh, now you want me to talk. Don't drag me into this.
Oh, come on. Can't you reason with it or something?
I should probably leave you boys to this. I have no idea what you're up to.
Enough.
Let's be realistic here. Game of drafts, maybe?
I prefer King's Cross, personally.
I said enough.
She gets a force field. This just isn't cricket.
It's drawing power from the three stones behind it. If only we could disable them.
But the vines are guarding it. How do we get to them without having our necks broken? Where's Keys got to?
Over here, behind the pillar.
Come on, Mar.
Whoa! Great, so how are we going to prove our worth by hiding?
Well, what's your plan, Big Shot?
Reminds me, I was once an assignment in the East.
Oh, not now, Krotha. Save it for later.
What I was trying to say was, in that scenario, we used a decoy while someone snuck across the enemy lines and disabled the target in question.
Let me guess. The decoy didn't fare well.
Well, neither did the covert agent, but...
Yeah, I'm not signing up for that one.
Me neither. Well, we can try and bring the ceiling down over it. You know, we can just... get up there, we can try and aim for that
you
stone.
You and blowing shit up. You're gonna get us all killed.
It's going to blow our cover. We need to do something quick.
Mar, can you repel it with your umbrella the same way you take out the beamers?
What? Step out into the line of fire? I don't know about that. I'm not sure I fancy getting burned to a crisp.
Worth a try?
Shut it.
Here, give it to me. That didn't go so good. Your umbrella is a little toast around the edges.
A little? It's practically fried.
I guess I owe you a new one when we get out.
If we get out. Knock the columns out with the boomerang. Now's your chance to make use of it, Krotha.
Not strong enough.
You just need to hit the sweet spot.
Perhaps you'd like to have a go.
No, I think all it needs is some firepower. Here, try pairing it with this fairy fire.
Not that again.
Try. The worst is it'll blow up in our faces.
Oh, great. Thanks. One down. Now I also owe you a beer. Pass me more ammunition. Two to go.
There's a place you can get good meat not 2 miles from here.
Look, there!
What?
That shiny thing.
The nucleus.
Sure, whatever. It's exposed. We can end it now.
I can't reach it. I need a higher vantage point. If only I could get up there.
Oh, give it here. I'll do it.
Okay, here's the last of the pixie fire. It's now or never. Where did the Guardian go? She just disappeared.
Looks like we're leaving this place in more ruins than when we came in. Look, there's the stone.
So this is what we came all this way for?
You risk your lives for this rock? Uh-oh, what's happening?
What a flight.
Ah, it's blinding.
What happened?
Where are we?
We're back outside the temple.
I think I'm going to see little lights for a long, long time.
So we're done here?
Looks like that's it. We've completed objective number one.
See you guys!
Crotha, she's got the stone!
Ow! Tosser!
Not so fast there, young lady.
What did I tell you, Crotha? She's as crooked as it gets.
Oh my, pot calling kettle names.
Put a sock in it.
Well, I said I get 50%.
25.
Whatever.
What? After this?
You weren't gonna give me anything anyways, Mar.
She did help some, Mar. Credit where credit is due.
That's beside the point.
Maybe we have a few extra coins we picked up along the way.
Don't, Crotha.
I'm not saying to empty your pockets, but...
Wait, those are ours! Mine! Look, you can share your portion if you like, but I'm not a bloody charity.
Where's the coin bag?
Here. Wait, where did it go? Hey, where's Keys? Hold on, where...
Enjoy your pet rock, guys! Later!
Ah, oh, bollocks.
Oh, my, you're looking parched today. Here you go. Your favorite mix. With just a dash of port and brandy. I'm spoiling you, aren't I? And some for you, my beauties. Now, who's going to wart you if you bite my ruddy arm off? Get away! Scram, if you know what's good for you, you measly vultures. Shall I turn you all into worms? Oh, it's you. Well, how was I supposed to know? You look like something the cat puked up. Hey, what's that? You have news? Well, out with it. Yes, I know that. It was those two, wasn't it? Wagner? Do you hear that, Wagner? Where is that weasel? I told him! Well, it's about time. And not a century too soon. I have waited far too long for this. Far, far too long.
So, what next? Where next? I guess we dust off and continue onwards?
Yeah, but onwards where?
Let's start with finding the nearest eatery.
Works for me. But you're paying. To make up for Keys and the...
I know. Don't worry yourself.
Shh! We aren't alone.
Maybe Keys had a change of heart.
That doesn't sound like her. Oi, oi, our friend doth return.
Cold is the heart that shivers in fright. So, you found it.
Say, what happened to that fog that used to announce your presence?
Oh, that. That's just a little thing I can turn on and off at will. Keeps the simple folks on their toes. You know, here. Watch.
Well?
Patience. It takes a moment to gather.
Anyways, here's the stone.
You have done well.
I don't know why we had to seek out a rock. Couldn't we get treasure? Coins?
Yes, as you say. A perfectly useless piece of rock. Though I must say, I did not expect you to complete your task.
Thanks, I guess.
You have done well, puny humans.
Oh, it was nothing.
Nothing? Well, the first boss is always the easiest, right? I look forward to your next task.
Oh, come on, wasn't that enough? Why do you need more useless rocks?
As I said before, there are 6 stones to collect. You have 5 to go. This isn't about me. It's about earning your prize.
Where are we going now? Have we a new map?
Map? There is no map. Just head for the mountains.
What? That's it? And then? That leaves a rather large search radius, don't you think?
Don't worry. You'll know when you're hot.
Well, that's just dandy. What kind of a rubbish hint was that?
You've been listening to Rainbow Demons, written and produced by Klim Levine, with Matthew Spears as Crawther, Sam Trounce as Mar, and Heather Bowery as Keys.
Additional voices by Michael Stewart, Stephen James, Alexandra Lyle, Osmond Bramble, and Mary McFarlane. Additional music by Daniel Levine and Thomas Beckman.
Visit rainbowdemons.com to subscribe. To be continued.
On Tuesday, May 6th at the Rio Theater, CITR is proud to partner up with the Doxa Documentary Festival to present Come Worry With Us, a film about the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra, who have been making protest folk, free jazz, and neoclassical music for over 15 years. Having intentionally opted out of the corporate music industry for the DIY alternative, their sound and political convictions are imbued with a punk rock ethos and aesthetic. The film profiles violinist Jessica Moss and singer-songwriter Ephraim Manuk, a couple who decided to bring their toddler Ezra on tour. For more information about Come Worry With Us, go to doxafestival.ca. That's doxa, spelled D-O-X-A, festival.ca.
Arch Oblers, lights out, everybody. It is later than you think. Turn out your lights now. Some of you may not know this, but beneath many of our cities, there's a subworld, not only of subways, but sub-sub-basements and man-made caverns where little trains run and deliver the goods to the department stores and the factories of our industrial complex. Today we're going to some of those sub-sub-basements in a play I've written for you titled Sub-Basement.
But of course I can run an elevator.
I was just asking.
And I told you. Well, here we are. All right. All right, are you getting out?
I suppose so.
Suppose so. For 10 years, that's all I've heard. Where do you work? What do you do? Why don't you let me see you?
Don't get angry.
Oh, I'm not angry. I'm just telling you. Come on, this way.
A big basement.
You don't know the half of it. Like a whole city down here.
A person goes to a department store and doesn't know all this is underneath.
Say that again.
And you're in charge of everything down here?
That's another fact. Here. Look at these.
What are they? Furnaces?
Oil burning. Heats and air conditions the whole building up above. 20 stories.
But where is everybody?
Nothing but a watchman at this hour of the night. Everything's shut down.
Help!
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
What did you do that for?
Oh, I just wanted to hear my voice. It's like a big cave down here.
Yelling out like that. Won't you ever grow up?
Don't be angry on me.
All right, come on.
Yes, honey.
Come on, in here.
Another elevator?
Well, you want to see everything, don't you?
Yes, I do. Down some more?
Yeah. All right.
Another basement.
Yeah. Go ahead. Plenty of light to see behind.
What's down here?
Come on over here. I'll show you. There, in the wall.
Is it a tunnel?
That's what it is.
But a tunnel down here?
See those tracks?
Yes. Where do they go?
How do you think all the merchandise is brought to all the stores here in the business section? Tunnel system, that's how. Right under the city streets.
I had no idea.
Mighty few people have. Trains run on those tracks, bring the stuff right in.
Trains? Oh, Arnie.
You think all I've got to do is make jokes? You think the only kind of a train's a big one?
Well, I just don't know.
These are little ones. They run on electric batteries, just like they had down in the mines. Come on, I'll show you.
Where?
In the tunnel.
But it's so dark.
There are lights every little ways. Come on.
I don't think so.
What's the matter with you?
I'm afraid.
Oh, for John's sake. For years you've pestered me and pestered me to see... You come along, Emma, you understand?
All right. Arnie, this is far enough.
Oh, for John's sake, what's the matter with you now?
I don't know.
Come on, there's one of the little engines parked down at the end of the tunnel. You might as well see it. Well, keep walking.
I think I'd like
down to... Down this way, you'll see the train.
Yes, but Arnie, the light... Arnie, where are you?
Right here.
What's the matter?
Matter?
Oh, why are you standing so close to me?
I'm your husband.
Oh, Arnie, don't be silly.
Emma, I'm going to tell you something.
Arnie, what's the matter with
you? Listen to me for the last time.
Last time? Arnie, what's the matter with you?
Do you know that you can't get out of here?
What?
You can't get out of here.
Honey, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Oh, Arnie, you haven't made a joke like that in years. The last time you tried to scare me was right after we were married, remember? With that fur piece you made off was a dead animal that had gotten in the bedroom. You remember?
I remember. Come along further, Irma.
Oh. As long as I know what you're up to, I don't mind. How far are we going?
A long way.
All right, Arnie. Anything you say?
Don't I know it. All right.
All right, what?
This is as far as we're going.
Oh. I feel funny. I've never been under the ground so far in so long. It was very nice of you, Arnie, to take me down here. So interesting. Very nice of you. Arnie, why don't you say something? Arnie, is something the matter? Arnie, really, you can't frighten me. Not now, you know. Arnie, are we waiting for someone? If we are, I think I hear him.
Hear him?
Well, yes, don't you?
No.
But I heard someone.
Tell you there's no one down here.
All right. All right, if you say so, Arnie.
If I say so, if I say so, if I say so, can't you say something else but that even now?
Now?
Yes. Irma, I'm going...
There, I heard it again.
What?
Are there trains running this late at night?
Train?
If it's a train, we ought to get out of here. Tunnel so narrow, Arnie, please.
Shut up. Let me listen.
Hear it?
Will you shut up? Who's there? Who's there?
Isn't there supposed to be anyone?
Oh, of course not. I saw to it. Is that you? Is that you, Tom?
Who's Tom?
Tom, are you down here?
One of the watchmen?
I told him I'd pull his boxes tonight. I told him. Tom! Hey, Tom!
What's wrong?
Tom, what's the matter with you? Come on out here, do you hear me? Come out right away or I'm firing you. Tom!
Is he playing jokes, too?
That fool, I'll break his neck. Get my hands on that.
No, Arnie, don't leave me. Arnie, where did you go? Arnie, it's so dark, the tunnel. Arnie, where are you?
Oh.
Arnold, was that you? Arnold, it is you. Did you cry out? What?
Stay back.
You? That man? Who?
From what's left of his face, I think it's Tom.
What? What happened? The train ran over him? Arnold, answer me, was it?
Train? No. Something's torn out his throat. Come on. Gotta get out of here.
Oh, yes.
Something down here.
Arnie, Arnie, wait, I can't
police.
Go so fast.
Police, I'll get the police.
Please, Arnie, wait for me. Arnie, what's the matter? Arnie, why are you just standing here? Why don't you open the door?
Door wasn't closed before.
Well, open it.
It won't open. It won't open! We'll be there in a minute.
But are you sure?
I tell you, it's an emergency. It's always kept open.
Why was that door
locked? Stop asking me that. I don't know.
And that watchman?
Stop talking, will you? I don't know anything.
Honey, why did you stop talking? And why stop? You said the emergency exit.
That's it.
What?
Behind those timbers. It's blocked off. You understand? It's blocked off.
Well, what do we do? We can't just stand here. Arnold, that man was killed. There's someone down here, I'm afraid. Oh, Arnold, get me out of here.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. I've got to think.
Think?
Oh, whoever killed Tom, not down here necessarily.
You don't think so, Arnold?
Well, why should he be? Nothing to steal down here. Tom is always borrowing money from people. Somebody
He didn't pay back. Yeah, that's it.
But the doors...
Oh, well, he got out and closed the doors. What of it? We can get out. Come on.
Where?
I told you these tunnels lead to the buildings all over the business section. Follow the tunnel to the next sub-basement, to the next building. We'll get out, that's all.
Honey, don't get too far ahead of me.
Oh, well, just walk fast, will you?
Oh, honey, I look forward so very much to tonight. It had been so long since you'd even thought about me. I knew that. And tonight, when you called me up and told me to meet you here, and then when you started to play those crazy, scary jokes before, even then I...
Irma, you see it too?
Is it after us?
Don't talk, run!
Oh, my side, it's hurting.
Well, that's too bad.
Honey, don't leave me behind. Honey, I can't run any faster. Honey, wait.
Oh, oh.
Honey, oh. Honey, what? Oh, honey. Oh, kill me. Oh. Honey, oh. What? Your leg.
Broken. Broken.
Oh, honey, come on. Hold on to me, we'll manage.
No, no, I...
But you can't lie here, that thing.
It's coming.
I don't know, I can't see it.
I was running a rock under my foot.
Arnold, over here, a pile of boxes.
What?
Hide behind them. If I help you, could you go over
yes,
there?
Yes, hide. Give me your arm.
Yes, I will. Hold on to me. Hold on to me. If you hold my arm tight. Come.
Get over there.
Come on. I'll help you.
Take it easy, will you?
That's it. We're getting there. Back here. There.
Oh. Oh, help me down.
Yeah. Easy. Here you are. Oh, oh honey. There. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh. We'll be all right.
Oh. Can you see it?
No. No, it's gone.
Oh.
Just don't. I think about it, Arnie.
What was it? Emma, you hear me? What was it? You went to school. You studied things like that. That thing. What was it? Emma, didn't you hear me?
Yes. I heard you.
What was it? What was it? Was it a lizard? Yes, some kind of a lizard. That's it, a lizard.
Some kind of a lizard.
Oh, why do you say it that way?
I thought good, Arnie.
Well?
In school, one of the books, there was an animal like that.
How did it get down here, a lizard that big?
Oh, no, you don't understand. Geology book. The thing wasn't a lizard, exactly.
Huh?
It was a dinosaur.
Are you crazy?
No. I'm telling you what I saw. It sort of sat up on its hind feet. Just like the picture in the book.
What are you trying to do? Make me crazy, too? Why, those things died millions of years ago.
Arnie, look.
Huh?
Way down the tunnel. By the light. It is a dinosaur.
But don't move.
Arnie, it is a dinosaur. Has it gone away?
I don't know.
It's been so long.
Just don't move.
It just looked at us.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it come after us? Why?
Maybe it didn't see us.
What?
Well, it was like something that had been in the dark for a long, long time.
Yes. Oh.
Don't move around.
Oh, there's
so little room back here.
Oh, would you rather go out there?
Oh, don't be angry with me or anything.
Angry? Why should I be angry? Emma, you went to school. You studied those things. You called it a
dinosaur.
Yeah. All these hours, I've been thinking, how could a thing like that, which was supposed to have passed out of the world so many years ago, how could it be alive now?
I don't know.
Emma, listen, I know. This tunnel under the business district, they were putting on an extension, blasting in the rock. Maybe that thing came out from inside the earth.
Maybe.
You're not frightened, are you?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm with you.
If it came back, what could I do for you?
It's just being with you.
Yeah.
I keep thinking.
What?
That poor watchman.
Yeah, it'll really be something when it's morning and everyone finds out about it.
What do you think they'll do?
They'll hunt it down. The police will get it soon enough.
Arnold.
Yeah?
Arnold, what if it won't be here then?
Huh?
It's been hours since we last saw it standing down there. What if it's gone back where it came from?
It's all right with me.
But what if they're not...
They'll hunt it down. They'll find it.
Arnold, what's that?
It's all right. Everything's all right.
But what was...
6 o'clock. That was the bell back in the basement. The day engineer turned off one of the sprinkler alarms.
Oh. Oh, honey. Come on. Come on, I'll help you.
Wait.
What'd you say
Wait.
To do with...
Look. Over there. Back. It's back.
Help! Help!
Help!
Help!
Don't! Bless you. He's looking right at us.
Oh. Well, they didn't hear us, but it did.
It's starting this way.
Oh. My leg, Arnie.
Oh, how slowly it's moving. As if it... We can hardly see. That's it, Emma, that's it.
What?
It's blind. That thing's blind. It's lived under the earth so long it can't see.
But it's still coming this way. Oh, honey, come on.
I can't.
Hold on to me,
Let me alone. Go ahead.
No, try. I'll carry you.
You can't carry me.
I will.
Go ahead, Emma. Go ahead, I tell
I
you.
Won't
go on. Don't stay here, I tell you. Go on.
Honey, please listen to
Why
me.
Did you stay here with me? I wanted to kill you tonight, you hear me? I brought you down here to kill you.
Oh, Arnie, no, you're only
That's
saying
you.
That.
I'm telling you the truth. I brought you down here to kill you.
No, Arnie, I'll stay with you.
Listen to me. I brought you down here to kill you. Now, that's the truth. Look at me and believe it because it's the truth.
That's why you...
That's why I suddenly got so wonderful. I'm sick and tired of you. I'm sick and tired of living. So I brought you down here to kill you and then kill myself.
Arnie.
Look at it out there. It's feeling its way along. Well, he'll take care of me, but you've got to get out of here, Emma.
No.
You've got to get out. I deserve to die, but Emma, not you. You're so blasted good. I guess that's why I got tired of you, but that's no reason for you to die. Emma, stop looking at me like that. You've got to get out. Run straight down the tunnel. Keep running and you'll get away. Emma, just don't look at me. Get going.
No, Arnold.
Why don't you say what you've always said to me all these years? Just as you say, Arnie, just as you say. Oh, Emma, will you get out of here?
How slowly it moves.
Emma!
It is blind.
Bless you, look, will you listen to me? Will you go? You've got to go, or they'll think I've killed you.
No, they won't, they
yes,
won't.
Yes, they will. I left a note back home for the police. I told them I had killed you. If that thing kills you and me, they'll still think I was the one who did it. Now, do you want me to be a murderer? Do you want that?
You left a note?
Yes, yes. Don't you remember I turned back after you went out the door on the dining room table? Get out of here and get that note. Don't make them think I killed you and I didn't. I don't want to.
You're such a good... You're too good for me. I was tired and I was crazy. Don't make me a murderer, Irma.
Arnie. Goodbye.
Goodbye? Yes, Irma. Yes, hurry. Run fast. Straight ahead. He won't get you, I promise.
Arnie.
Go. All right. You blind thing, you. Here I am. I'm not scared. Come and get me.
Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the Sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
And welcome back to us here at CITR 101.9 FM. You are tuned into Skull's Hall, and we're going to finish up the hour talking to our special guest today here live in the studio, Nayong. Hello again.
Hi.
How are you doing here?
Very good.
How's the show been so far?
Really exciting.
Well, that's good. And you have reason to be excited. I understand that you are a hopeful candidate for getting into the creative writing program here.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I realized that, for example, when I take forest class, I studied just as other students study. But suddenly I realized that during the forestry lecture, I was writing a dialogue about the tree and squirrel the professor was talking about. And then when I finished, it became sort of a little play. And then I realized that I tend to do that. One of my friends talked about her dream of making robots. It also turned it into play, even though I didn't mean to. So I realized that, yeah.
iRobot.
Yeah.
I see. So you've been writing plays in various forms, no matter what it is that you're studying.
Yeah. Also, I'm writing a column about my hometown culture, Jeju Island in Korea. And then one day I had to write a column about Iodo. My father's research area. And then after writing that column for 2 weeks, I suddenly wrote a radio play about that, even though I didn't mean to.
I see. And radio play is a very interesting choice of medium. It's a very unusual choice nowadays. What attracted you to radio specifically?
I love radio because when I listen to the various sounds, I can imagine fully. So I use my ability. Also, I feel like I'm transferred to another world while I'm listening.
Ah, I see. And I can understand that very well. So have you listened to a lot of radio dramas that are out there?
Yeah. Usually I listen to BBC drama, RT Island dramas, and some old-time radios.
Right, and I listen to a lot of the BBC stuff as well. The only problem is I can't play it on this show because the licensing agreements do not let us. We can only do Creative Commons stuff, at least without asking for permission or without forking over a lot of money in terms of licensing fees, etc. People tend to not be very forgiving about that sort of thing. But that is great. You are attempting to create a radio drama now, I understand.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about this project? You mentioned it before at the top of the hour.
Yeah, so there will be 30 minutes radio drama, 10 minute interview of emerging local playwrights, actors, and voice actors, and also some introduction of Canadian local songs.
I see. And this is a show proposal that you are putting forward in order to supplement the spoken word entertainment programming that exists here in Vancouver, because I believe at the moment I'm it. So we have this entire medium that has existed for 80 years and it doesn't get a lot of playtime, at least not on the radio. And so you're going to increase that by producing an entire full-length 30-minute radio drama. Now, how often do you hope to be able to air that?
Once 2 weeks.
So every other week. So every fortnight you're going to have a 30-minute radio drama. And this is going to be a show proposal in addition to the programming at Scald's Hull. So this is going to be a different show that you're planning to create. Is that correct?
And I also hope to deliver young people's voice and also young people's writing more, because currently around the world, the radio drama are mostly written by very old people, old writers. And also especially since CBC radio drama program is closed, so I hope to revive this genre as much as possible.
And that was the reason why Scald's Hull was given the green light here at CITR, actually, was I said that very thing. That was back in 2012. In the summer, I read about the closure of the CBC radio drama program after, I think, about 87 consecutive years on the air. And now it's gone. And that happened in the summer of 2012. I volunteered here at CITR in September. And by December, I had finally gotten my show greenlit and on the air. So you're going to attempt to create a 30-minute radio drama. Now, Scald's Hull is going to, in the very near future, end up with a shorter radio drama program exclusive to us called Moonbats. And this is going to be more along the lines of the comedy skits of the sort that you would hear on the Jack Benny Show or the Red Skelton Show or Abbott and Costello. I think maybe especially Abbott and Costello. And so the idea being that it would be a few minutes a week where you would have characters interacting in humorous situations. So that's kind of what Moonbats is going to be like. Can you tell us a little bit about the 30-minute drama that you're concocting right now?
I'm thinking of having three short dramas, radio dramas. One is about squirrel and red alder tree. It's inspired by my forest class. Mm-hmm. And second one is about, it's called Alice 2030. It's about a robot falling in love with a dog. Mm-hmm. And while the priest is thinking about, oh my God, there are too many robots and soon humans will be too lazy because they will make robots do everything. And the third one is about cold wind and warm wind of Canada. Mm-hmm. And they are trying to be very nice, but they end up disappointing Canadians.
I see. Well, that sounds very interesting. And so you have a very interesting take. It reminds me, your second one about the robot reminds me a little bit of the novel Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, which some listeners out there might know better by the film version Blade Runner. The Nexus 6 robots, which were created because humans do work that humans were too lazy to do and who ended up becoming self-aware And it's a very interesting idea. And then you're going to be having a squirrel.
And red alder tree.
And a red alder tree. And then The Odd Couple starring The East and West Winds.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. So those sound like really incredible projects. It sounds like there's a lot of creativity being involved here. Now, here's a question for you. If people would like to get in touch with you, prospective, are you looking for any help in doing these, like actors or editors or people of that nature? Can you tell us a little bit about the talent that you're trying to gather for this?
I'm trying to contact emerging local voice actors, and some playwrights, and I'm always welcome to get submission of radio plays.
All right, so you're looking for people with maybe potential scripts that might fit the format, so we're looking at like 10 minutes a piece.
Or 30 minutes is fine.
Or 30 minutes, so if they want to submit their own original projects for production, would you be interested?
Sure.
Okay, so we're looking at anything within the three series Bibles or anything beyond that fits the general time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any way that any potential listeners out there might be able to get in contact with you?
Yes, you can email me at spss1212@gmail.com.
So that's spss1212@gmail.com. And SPSS, that's very easy to remember for the science majors out there. It's the software that is used in order to do quantitative statistics. And I know that because I took an entire class on that.
And my father.
Oh, and your dad does that kind of work?
That's why.
Okay, so the spss1212@gmail.com. Or if you would also like, you can email us here at scaldshall@gmail.com. We're already on the CITR website. Scalds Hall has been an entity there for a little while, and so you can contact us as well, and we can put you in touch because there's a lot of creativity going on, a lot that is going to be shared. All right, do you have any final parting thoughts you would like to leave us with?
I'm very excited about this whole project, and I hope more and more people would listen to radio dramas, modern and old.
Yes, and we believe very firmly in the same thing. As you saw in this particular hour, we aired episode 6 of Rainbow Demons by Clem Levine, who was on our show a little while ago, and those are being newly made. That's brand new. And then we aired an old classic episode of Suspense, or Lights Out. That was Lights Out. And Lights Out is a wonderful, wonderful drama from that particular episode was first aired August 24th, 1943. So a little while ago now, more than 70 years. There's a lot out there, and there's a lot of really cool stuff out there, and we're going to explore together here on Scalds Hall and here on the new radio drama program, which will get off the air and be airing fortnightly, hopefully, at some point in the near future. At any rate, we're coming up at 2 o'clock. So coming up next, we're going to have Radio Zero with Tyler and Cam. That's coming up next. Enjoy your Easter weekend here at Scalds Hall and CITR 101.9 FM. And just as a brief note, we're about to go off. Scalds Hall is about to go off and cover this weekend Vancouver Fan Expo, at least in as much as that we can, because I'm working both days of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, but I'm only working Sunday morning and I'm off. I have some time Saturday morning and late Saturday afternoon. So we're going to be there as often as we can. We're going to see what we can gather in terms of impressions, and we're going to see if they put us in line at all for celebrity interviews, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hopefully they will. They did it the other places. They like us there better. But this one's huge. So we're going to see what we've got. There will be a follow-up next week. We will have a retrospective on the Vancouver Fan Expo here at Scalds Hall, and hopefully more. So stay tuned, and we'll see you then.
My name is Justin Roger, and I recently just graduated from the postgraduate radio broadcasting program at Humber College. Being from BC, when you talk to radio